The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, I'm Austin. Been a huge fan for a while now. I have three stories, but for sake of time, I'll share two. They're both in the same house. Right now, I live in Northwest Arkansas, a town called Fort Smith, a pretty historic town. I used to live in a house that was right on the outskirts of the historic district. Not really a Victorian house, but in that region, it's a bunch of Victorian houses from the mid-1800s, and this is right on the same block, and I assume was built probably around the same time period, but based on the design, but wasn't ever able to find the records, but the first thing I experienced was in that house was one night around 9 p.m. All the lights were on. It was well lit, so it's not like I could have seen something in the shadows or whatever, and I could have imagined it. It was well lit, and I was playing guitar. And just so you understand, all the floors in this house are very slick and like hardwood. So we had a cat. And whenever this cat would get scared, it would run kind of like Scooby-Doo in place for a second before it caught traction and could take off. Well, I had my door open, and I noticed that my cat ran from the left side of my doorway to the right like something scared it down the hall. And at this time, it was only me and my mother living in this house. I was 16 at the time. So anything that happened, it would have either had to have been her or something else. But noticed the cat got scared and ran down from the left side of my doorway to the right, and that caused me to look up and put my guitar down. Well, then I saw what I thought at the time was my mother walking from the left side of the doorway to the right. And there was a little nook in between my room and the adjacent living room. To the right, there's like a little area where we put vacuum cleaners and whatever else we had to put out of the way right there. So I assumed it was my mother hiding right there trying to scare me. She would do stuff like that. She's goofy, just like me. But so I figured, well, she doesn't notice that I noticed her, so I'll put my guitar down and sneak over there and try to scare her first. So I put my guitar down and snuck over there as quietly as I could and jumped around the corner, and there was nobody there. And this overwhelming sense of, oh, what, came over me. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I realized what I had just witnessed. And before I let myself completely give in to that realization, I immediately ran to her room and looked in, and sure enough, she's sound asleep snoring. And come to find out years later that I didn't know anything about that figure at first. I just thought it was a random figure that looked like an elderly lady in a nightgown. And I had a vague description of the face. Well, come to find out that the next door neighbor, who had lived there for many, many, many years, the lady I described apparently was a very similar description to a lady that lived there before and had died in the house. At least that's what my mother told me, that the next door neighbor told her from my description. I don't know how much time I have left, but the next thing that happened, after that first thing happened, I was so scared that, you know, I was so scared of walking around the corner and seeing somebody standing there and never being able to relax, never knowing what was going to happen, that I got up and begged whatever was in this house to please not show itself again. Please do not scare me anymore. I kind of tried to make a deal like, we can both live here in peace. We can both coexist. I won't try to get rid of you. Just please don't scare me again, and I'll keep my end of the bargain. And after I did that, nothing else happened the entire time we lived there until we moved out. And I have my own theory about why that might be. But once we had all the stuff moved out of the house, except for little knickknacks here and there, my buddy was dropping me off one day to gather up the last little bit of stuff and boxes and whatever. And as soon as we opened the front door, and keep in mind, there was no one there, it was all locked up, we heard what sounded like people running on the opposite side of the house towards the back door area. Well, me and him looked at each other and we're like, what the heck? Well, he happened to have a shotgun and some tools in his truck. So he grabbed his shotgun and handed me a crowbar, and we searched the entire house room by room. We searched the attic. We searched there wasn't that many places to hide, but we searched everywhere, and there was nobody there. And so he had to go to work. So he told me he had to take off. So he left me there, and the plan was I was going to gather up all the stuff. And as soon as I was done, my mother was going to pick me up when she got off work. Well, I was in the bathroom at the time, which was about directly in the middle of the house. So if you're standing in the bathroom, looking to the left, you see the back door in the kitchen and the attic door. And to the right down the hall was the living room and my bedroom and the front door. Well, I heard at the exact same time what sounded like, on one side of the house, 5 or 6 full-grown men stomping around in boots. And this is an old wooden house. So, I mean, it's the kind of house where you can hear every little footstep, every little creak. You can hear it very clearly. So, and it sounded like a crowd of heavy adults stomping around. It's unmistakable. It's not like I imagined it. It went from being able to hear the sound of a pin drop to chaos in a second. And at the same exact time that started, on the left side of the house, I heard what was the attic door repeatedly open and close, repeatedly slamming open and shut. I don't know how many times. If I had to guess, probably 5 or 6 times while this was going on. And I froze. I didn't know what to do. When something like that happens, your mind can't process it, and it's in a state of denial. But all I could think to do was call my mom, and she could hear the banging and the chaos in the background as I was panicking, like in tears, telling her what was going on. And she told me, Austin, just hang on, I'm calling the cops, because she assumed it was a break-in, which I, you know, of course, why wouldn't she? And so finally the cops arrived, and I managed to get the courage to go through the hallway, through the living room, to open the door to let them in when they got there. And at that time, everything had finally stopped. But as I'm explaining, we walked through the house to the kitchen where the attic door was repeatedly opening and closing. As I'm explaining to these officers what happened, the attic door behind them started opening. And I just stopped what I was saying and pointed behind them, and they looked, and it opened about 4 inches or so, and it was still pitch black behind the door, so you couldn't see if anybody was there. And then as soon as it opened about 4 inches, it closed again and then latched shut. Well, the officer that was closest to the door tried saying, "Come on out, come on out." And they both pulled their guns, and no one, of course, there was no response. So the officer closest to the door yanked the door open. There's nobody behind it. They both went up the stairs to the attic, and I heard them up there walking around for about a minute or 2 minutes searching. And of course, they didn't find anybody. And, you know, that what surprised me the most is how little they seemed surprised, like they had experienced something like that before. And what they said was, and I quote, "This kind of stuff just happens in these old houses sometimes." So that's my story. So I really love it to hear this on the show. But either way, thanks, guys, for what you do. Love the show. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.